AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A surprisingly weak jobs report has the White House on the defensive about the economic recovery.
Employers added just 266,000 jobs last month after many analysts predicted a gain of a million or more. The modest hiring suggests President Biden's $1.9 trillion virus relief package is so far providing an uneven boost. He says, give it time.
It was designed to help us over the course of a year. Not 60 days.
Says the jobs report suggests while the nation's heading in the right direction, this is a marathon, not a sprint. It's the same analogy economist Diane Swonk uses.
It's a long slog.
And will continue to be a bumpy one. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration is spending more than $21 billion to provide emergency rental assistance to help prevent evictions of people who lost their jobs during the pandemic. Pfizer has begun the process to earn full regulatory approval for its vaccine to people ages 16 and older. The shot received emergency use authorization from the FDA in December. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says the process means,
given the nature of the pandemic, FDA will move as expeditiously as possible without compromising its gold standard for safety.
So far, Pfizer has delivered more than 170 million doses. The owner of a Northern California bar was arrested on suspicion of selling fake vaccination cards to several undercover state agents for $20 each. The population of California declined in 2020 for the first time since state officials have been measuring it. State officials announced the nation's most populous state lost more than 182,000 people in 2020. The mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottom, says she has wrestled since her first year in office with whether to seek a second term, and this week she made a final decision to step aside. This is AP News. More than two dozen people were recovered from a big rig that was stopped near San Antonio, Texas, including one person who was taken to the hospital. Lieutenant Jesse Salome is with San Antonio Police.
A passerby called the police after noticing some suspicious activity, maybe some people in the back of the big rig.
A passerby called police to report a suspicious semi-trailer along Interstate 10 in San Antonio.
The driver is in custody. And again, this is an ongoing investigation that the HSI will handle and provide updates on.
One person was taken to the hospital to be treated for dehydration. Travel website TripAdvisor has removed an insensitive review of the Auschwitz Museum after initially saying it complied with its submission guidelines. The museum at the site of the Nazi concentration camp in Poland tweeted it had asked the travel website to take down a review in which the writer said they went to Auschwitz to test the chamber and called the site fun for the family. Ed Donahue, AP News.